you ever get peer pressured into booing someone and then afterwards you felt pretty guilty about it?
Oh, is that what's happening now? Like, you feel bad?
It's not that I feel bad. Mm-hmm. I'm just confused because I'm not sure if I was booing the right person or not.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's what happened. My family and I were flying out for vacation and everybody was getting delayed and their flights were getting canceled. So we were so excited once we got on the plane and took our seats that we were actually going to be able to get out.
Yeah.
The problem is that we got delayed on the tarmac.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's because you're prisoner. You're prisoner on the plane at that point. You can't disembark. You're mm-hmm. stuck there. You don't know for how long you're going to be stuck there. We were on the tarmac for an hour and a half.
Oh, that's terrible. It's a long time since I had to deal with something like that. That is not good.
The one thing I can do is sleep. So I passed out cold for the entire hour.
If your
hour
kids
and a half.
Let you, though.
Right. They let me this time because they had their devices ready to go.
That's good.
Okay. So now we're getting ready for takeoff, and the pilot comes on and says, everybody, take your seats. We have a clear to go.
Okay.
All of a sudden, a mom with her, I would say her son was probably about 3 years old, run to the bathroom. And the pilot gets on and was like, we need to be in our seats or we are next for takeoff. You need to be in your seats. They will not let us go.
Yeah.
And she's yelling this. And the mom keeps going with the kid in the bathroom. So now the kid and the mom are in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the pilot is freaking out and yelling at all of us. And we're kind of just looking at each other like,
you're caught in the middle of
this. We're caught in the middle.
Yeah.
And so now we miss our takeoff. We miss it. We can't go.
Yeah.
So she says, the pilot comes over and she says, we've missed our opportunity for takeoff. Everybody stay, you know, stand by. And the mom and the kid come out of the bathroom and everybody starts booing. And my husband says to me, well, shouldn't the pilot have given us more of a 30-second heads up that we were getting ready for takeoff?
Yeah.
So that if you had a kid that had to go to the bathroom. So in my mind, I'm booing the pilot who's yelling at us. But I also understand that all of a sudden these people might be booing the mom and the kid because we just lost our chance for takeoff.
Sure.
And I can't figure out.
And you'd
out,
like to think that you could wait another 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, because that's, you know, once you're in the air and the plane hasn't fallen apart, then basically you can go to the bathroom.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, like she could have just held the child. And I'm like, but if that was my kid and I knew they were going to wet themselves, what would I have done?
Yeah.
Honestly, I would have never gotten up out of the seat, to be honest, because you got 100 other people on the flight, not more.
As a passenger myself, I'm thinking to myself, like, which pilot do I prefer? The one that, for safety's sake, you know, delays the takeoff, or the one that's just like, well, they're in the bathroom. They're kind of contained.
You can't. You know,
it goes to takeoff, and that person's just kind of bouncing around in there, and I'm like, well, for the betterment of all of us.
You hear, doom, doom, right?
They come out covered in all of it. Oh, that's terrible.
So now the whole plane is like, boo.
Oh, that's rough.
And I don't know. And I'm like, boo, because I'm booing the pilot. And I go, wait a minute. Who are we booing?
Right.
Are we booing the pilot? Are we booing the mom? Are we booing this poor three-year-old that has no idea what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, if you're halfway to the bathroom, you figure you're going to make it by the time it comes back anyways, right? Or if your kid's really got to go. So she's in a tough spot. I feel bad. I mean, and I wouldn't want to boo anybody to their face. Pilot's up in front. He's making plenty of money. I could boo him.
Her.
Her. Either way. I mean, I could boo her. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, you should have just went. You know? You should have just went.
Well, here's the good news. Is that she was able, she said the air traffic controllers were being very nice to her and that they were going to let her get back in line. So we left about 10 minutes later.
Okay.
But I still don't know who we booed. And I feel really bad if we were booing that kid. I just want them, if they're listening, I just want them to know I was booing the pilot. They should have given us more than a 30 seconds heads up after an hour and a half.